Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a serious look at a great mystery. And the mystery goes beyond the question about the existence of a huge hairy creature out there somewhere in the Northwest woods. It goes to the existence of many regular human creatures who have become obsessed with the issue of Sasquatch and Bigfoot. There is a big new movie that is coming out with a special premiere in Seattle coming up on Friday. And we're going to be speaking to the filmmakers a little bit about some of the surprises that they discovered in making this film. But meanwhile, there's another mystery, which is why it is that so many conservatives, so many people who at one time or another actually recognized that marijuana shouldn't be everywhere and for everybody, why people have given up and basically allowed the Democrats to run with this issue as they believe the key to their election prospects coming up in 2022. There's a great piece in the Wall Street Journal today by a frequent guest on this show. His name is Kevin Sabat. He is a former three-time White House Office of National Drug Control Policy Advisor. Drugs czar, in other words, having been the only person appointed to that office by both a Republican and a Democrat. Kevin's piece in the Wall Street Journal today, which supplements and echoes some of the arguments in his best-selling book. His book is called Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. The piece in the journal is The High Price of Federal Marijuana Legalization. Kevin, thanks very much for joining us again. So, first of all, what is Chuck Schumer up to, in addition to everything else in remaking our government society? What is he up to in terms of marijuana legislation?
Well, Michael, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you informing your listeners about Smokescreen. Is something that took me a long time to do, so and I'm proud of it. Yeah, you know, the piece in the journal was highlighting what the majority leader was, you know, is trying to do, and what he's trying to do is legalize marijuana, really in a way that would completely benefit essentially big tobacco, which is the biggest investor in the marijuana industry. And you know, what's interesting about him is that, and I've spoken to him personally on this issue a number of times as recently as a few years ago. He doesn't care about marijuana. I mean, to be honest, I don't think he uses it. I don't think he cares about marijuana policy. He's been convinced by a couple of young staffers who think this is a way to fend off a primary challenge from AOC or someone more progressive. And he just sees this as, yeah, well, the polls look good. I can just check the box. Who cares? He doesn't know the first thing about this issue, but it's really reckless what they're trying to do, because it would legalize all kinds of marijuana, including the most potent, you know, 99% dabs that are sending kids to the psych wards all across the country. You know, this isn't your Woodstock weed. This is much stronger than the past. So I really don't think he knows what he's doing. I just think he thinks this is something he sort of should do and maybe has to do, and he doesn't see it as risky, so he's doing it.
Well, there have been a number of pieces written by people concerning the Democratic prospects for 2022, whereas, you know, the normal procedure is in the first midterm election for any president's first term, his party loses a lot of seats. The Democrats don't have a lot of seats to lose. There are a bunch of Democrats, and a half dozen of them, who've come forward and said, no, no, we have this secret weapon, which is called the weed issue. And they show the polling that shows that some 90% of Americans, according to some sources, actually would prefer to see decriminalized or outright legalized marijuana.
Right.
So why, and this is why I think your piece is very important as a supplement to your book, Smokescreen. The piece is important because it shows that this is not an all one side, all another. There are details here, and details that would be involved in the federal legislation Biden and Schumer are favoring, that would actually make the impact of decriminalized marijuana far worse. You list three different factors. Let's go through them quickly.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, the first is the fact that this is right now written really as a giveaway to big tobacco. The way that it's written, the way that that they are trying to promote this, and that's what I think is a really huge problem, because it's big pharma, it's big tobacco, it's big alcohol that really want this to happen. Then I of course talk about the fact that these are states that have seen that have commercialized the drug already, because of course we have about 18 states that have done it in various degrees. They've seen rising rates of youth use. They've seen poison center calls, issues with drunk driving, where the driver was recently using marijuana, and it was a huge issue. And so this is, this isn't just like a personal sort of issue. This is something that affects other people. And then, of course, this industry is producing and marketing these candies, vaping oils, concentrates, these super highly potent products, that are hitting the shelves. And, they're promoting this. They're commercializing it. It's a real issue. I'm not saying people should be put in prison for pot. I don't think that adults who smoke a joint now and again need to be criminalized. But that's very different than the kind of legislation here. And I will tell you, there's some reason to be optimistic, Michael, and that is, the good news is President Biden, actually, this is not something that he really wants to do. He's actually one of the only ones in the primary who, believe it or not, who said he was against the legalization of marijuana. Probably has to do with his son and with, the fact that he's really always more taken more of a hawkish issue look to drugs in the past. In fact, he created the Drug Czar's Office essentially in the mid-80s. And so, he's not really a fan of this. And there's about half a dozen Democrats. You look at a Tester, you look at Manchin, and you look at some others, and they're not, tripping over themselves to want to do this. This is not so. And frankly, I think Chuck Schumer probably knows that he doesn't even have Democratic support for this in his party in the Senate. But again, him and Cory Booker and Ron Wyden are just trying to check some boxes off. I don't think this has a realistic chance of passing anytime soon.
Well, that's certainly good news, but you bring out something in your piece in the Wall Street Journal that I think most people are scratching their heads about. You talk about the role of big tobacco. Now, why would you think that big tobacco would view marijuana as a competitor? It will mean people drink less, they smoke less, because they're marijuana. So what's the connection between tobacco, which
question.
Has done so much damage, marijuana?
Right. That's a very good question, Michael. Well, the reality is people who use marijuana usually use other drugs as well, like alcohol and tobacco. It's not a one thing or another. These are users that use multiple substances. And big tobacco, which has had a huge decline in cigarettes, obviously, in the last 20 years, they need alternative product lines. And so these oils, these vapes, these THC products are perfect for them. So that's why they want to stake in it. Frankly, big alcohol does not see this as a competitor either. They see this as a supplement because, again, when you look at heavy users, and again, that's where these industries make money. This is a critical point. These industries don't make money from casual users, okay? Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family, they didn't make money from, when I had shoulder surgery and I took one OxyContin for my pain and then I didn't take it anymore. That's not how they made money. They made money from the people, the minority, actually, of people who use their product very, very, very heavily and very dangerously. That's the same thing with alcohol and tobacco. Alcohol doesn't make money from people who drink a few glasses of wine, a night. They make money from the 10 drinks a day people, which is about 15 to 20% of the users. And they are targeting the heavy user component.
Can I just pause you for a moment? Is it really true that 10 to 20% of 10 drinks a day are 10 to 20% of alcohol users?
Yes.
Holy cow. Got to be careful when I get in my car next time. Hey, thank you so much. A great pleasure always to be speaking to Kevin Sabat. His book, smokescreen is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Michael Medved show, there is great optimism about the way things are going in Afghanistan. Where is the great optimism? Well, it's throughout the Biden administration. They sent out the Secretary of State, who gave a very encouraging presentation today. Again, no one is talking about the long term or about the expectation that suddenly the Taliban are going to become Jeffersonian Democrats or that Afghanistan is going to look like Connecticut or anything of that nature. No, not quite that. But you do have Jen Psaki in her White House press briefing this morning. She was answering a question from Peter Doocy of Fox News, who, by the way, he's taken on the role. Remember Jim Acosta was this tormentor of President Trump, would be incredibly rude and obnoxious. And Helen Thomas was before. That was President Bush. Yeah, Helen Thomas was no longer alive or anything for Helen Thomas concerning Israel that she was allergic to. For Jen Psaki, she has Peter Doocy, who I think honestly does a pretty good job and asks fair and tough questions. And he did that again this morning, and it sounded like this. This is clip five.
Thank you, Jen. Is there any concern that maybe trying to reach this deadline and get everybody outlined and get mistakes are being made now that there is a report that at least one of the Afghans evacuated to Qatar has suspected ISIS ties?
Well, first I would say we have a stringent vetting process, which includes background checks before any individual comes to the United States. So I can't speak to one individual, but I can tell you and confirm for you that we take the vetting of any individual who comes to the United States and comes out incredibly seriously, and it's an extensive process. I would say that this is now on track, Peter, to be the largest airlift in U.S. history. Bringing American citizens out. It is bringing our Afghan partners out. It is bringing allies out. So, I would not say that is anything but a success.
Anything but a success. Maybe that's a title for a future book. Anything but a success. Listen to some of her colleagues in the media. And again, these are not people on the right like Peter Doocy of Fox News might be. But these are people who are definitely on the center left or just the outright left. Take a listen to Richard Engel, the chief foreign correspondent for NBC. This is clip four.
If you step back and you look at what is going on, this is the United States after 20 years. This war used to be called Operation Enduring Freedom, and it's turned out not to be enduring, and they're not leaving behind a society that is free. It is only free according to what the Taliban says it will be free. The Taliban promises that it will be free. So you could also look at this as a tremendously humiliating moment of American humiliation, right? Leaving, forced to leave on the Taliban's clock and with the Taliban's good graces. So tactically it makes sense, but I'm not sure how history will. I think history will judge this. I think history moment is a very dark period for the United States.
Okay, what he said was history will judge this moment as a very dark period for the United States. Let us hope that it is not an extended dark period. But then there's this, despite the fact that Jen Psaki says you can't judge this as anything other than a success, ABC News, and again, not Fox, it's not One America Network, it's not Newsmax, this is ABC News. They report on the progress of the evacuation. This is clip 15.
I want to get back to what the president said just before we came on the air tonight. He said this August 31st deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops depends on the Taliban continuing to cooperate. The president also saying he's mindful of the increasing risks on the ground there, not only from ISIS, but from the Taliban itself. So far cooperating with the U.S., but the president said there's a serious risk of that breaking down at some point as well. Give us a sense here. You're at the airport. How do you get all of the Americans out, all of the Afghans who helped us out, and U.S. troops out by 1 week from today?
I mean, that is the key question, David, and I just don't see how that is possible.
Okay, and if you don't see how it's possible, then what happens when Biden says, no, we haven't finished yet? And the message has to be more clear, because there are people like this American citizen and a government worker who was on Fox News talking about his situation in Afghanistan. Clip 19.
We're stranded at home. We can't get to the airport. When we try to get to the airport, we either get beaten up or we're afraid for our lives. For 4 days, three or four days, we didn't hear anything from anywhere. And then they're saying to go to the airport, but we're not being given clear guidance. They're saying one thing, and then the next thing they come and say something else. So you really exactly don't know what to do. There's a lot of miscommunication going on. You know, your emails are getting ignored. Or, I mean, imagine being stranded in a situation like this and not receiving anything for three, 4 days from the U.S. Embassy or the State Department. I am afraid for my life.
She is afraid for her life. And look, I think there are increasing numbers of Americans of every political persuasion who are feeling some compassion and some desire to support people in that sort of situation. One of them is Dan Crenshaw, the congressman from Texas, who has fought for his country in the Middle East, and now says this about, remember Joe Biden's official campaign slogan when he was running, Build Back Better? This is what Congressman Crenshaw has to say. Listen.
Every bad thing you can think of, it seems like that's what the action is that he's taking. Every time you think of something you shouldn't do, that's exactly what he does. He's building the Taliban back much better. That's exactly what he's done. He's not building America back better. You know what the House has been working on all week, what Pelosi's been putting on the floor, is these giant inflation-driving spending bills. You know, $3.5 trillion, which is actually closer to really $6 trillion if the math is done correctly, as well as that over $1 trillion of infrastructure spending. That's what they're talking about right now. It's wasteful spending at a time when we don't need it, and at a time we all need to be focused on what's going on in Afghanistan.
And obviously, that should be the focus. Are the two congressmen, Peter Mayer and Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, Peter Mayer from Michigan, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, are they helping with their visit to Afghanistan? I don't think anybody really thinks so. What about helping understand one of the deepest obsessions, particularly here in the Great Northwest? We will talk to the makers of the soon-to-be-released outstanding documentary film, Hunting Bigfoot, coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CIA and U.S. military are conducting extraction operations to rescue Americans using helicopters and ground troops as the window begins to close for rescuing all people in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says at least 4,500 U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Afghanistan.
Over the past 24 hours, we've been in direct contact with approximately 500 additional Americans and provided specific instructions on how to get to the airport safely.
Nearly 90% of federal rental aid has not been distributed. That's according to the Treasury Department, which says roughly $5 billion of the $46 billion allocated has made it into the hands of tenants, landlords, or utility companies. The department saying most of it is still being held by state and local groups responsible for distributing it. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What I saw is what I saw. It's real. I looked at it. I looked in his eyes.
I think they were created by God.
Please.
Everybody says I'm crazy. I'm not crazy.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the factors that is most obvious in films that work, movies that touch you, that fascinate you, that you want to come back and see, maybe even more than once, are that they're about people, and they bring you close to people, and interesting people, sometimes fascinating people. That's the case with the new film, which I'm proud to be supporting. It is called Hunting Bigfoot. You can find out about it by going to huntingbigfootfilm.com. And it's opening with a grand opening at the Varsity Theater here in Seattle in the University District. For information on all current and upcoming screenings, you can visit that Hunting Bigfoot website. It's also on our site at michaelmedved.com. Pleased to welcome back to the show Taylor Gooderson, who is the director of the film, and Lee Savage, who is the film's producer. And I just want to make clear to people, this is not all about the science of looking for Bigfoot. It's about the human drama of people who have devoted their whole lives to this quest, sometimes at the expense of family, certainly at the expense of a great deal of money and jobs and everything else. If you, having done this and worked on this film for years, Taylor, what would you say is the most important factor that compels people to plunge so deeply into the fascination with this mysterious beast?
Sure. And thanks again, Michael, for having us on your show and your support. I can speak primarily to John, and a bit to others who have what Michael Pyle refers to as Bigfoot gold fever. But I think many of these folks have, in some way, some sort of past trauma or trigger, perhaps, that leads them down this path. For John, it's a number of things dating back to his time in L.A. and sort of the failure and crash of his business, and then through the death of his wife and his the 2008 financial crisis that was very hard on him. I think perhaps all of those things combined in a way sort of add up to where he is now, and his search provides some meaning for him. In fact, not some meaning, some great meaning. And I would imagine that a similar set of circumstances is true of others as well.
What about the, because I know that John, who's your main character, who goes up sometimes for months at a time into the deep wilderness in Washington State, looking for tracks, for signs. What about his declaration that he was compelled to do that the moment he actually looked in Sasquatch's eyes, and the only occasion he actually claims that he saw this creature?
Yes, I certainly John will speak to it in that way, and his perspective on himself is of course valid. I myself have, you know, a bit of another outsider perspective, and I'm very aware of his backstory and believe that that has certainly contributed to his psychology around this. But yes, his sighting that took place in a very sort of traumatic time in his life by coincidence, I suppose, he says is the main driver behind this. The fact that he has had this sighting and is compelled, obsessively compelled, to have it again and to sort of prove what he saw. And yes, the way he speaks around it, he points to that as the main factor.
And I don't know if you're okay to share the latest update, because at the very, very end of the film, and it's clearly something you got into the can and you filmed right before the movie was completed, there actually is a fairly startling discovery involving some tracking devices that were put into food that was set out for Sasquatch. Are you okay to tell people what they might be finding at the climax here of this film?
Sure. So John and Ben set some tracking devices inside what they call bait, and through a or tracer devices, and through a tracker, I believe that something ingested this bait, and that they tracked it through the mountains, and in fact found the tracer in some scat. I, as sort of, you know, being there and an outsider, speculate may around what may or may not have happened, but as the filmmaker, I don't like to intrude at all as to what they're doing or interfere at all what's going on. I try and maintain my distance. Sometimes when I have to ask a question or I'm sort of, I am there, forced to be part of that reality, I do participate, but I think it's very important that I stand back and not participate as much as I can.
Well, then they took this scat, obviously, which is precious scat. I mean, they actually, the tracker, the little tracer that they had embedded in it. And can you describe, I mean, some of the actual authentication that should open people's minds a little bit to this entire process?
Sure. So Jeffrey Hughes, who attends, is a member of Ben's gym, is a biologist in the area, and they have this scat, and You know, Jeffrey says that it's human. That's what he says. And I know some others have looked at it and are looking at it. It unfortunately is not getting really any type of, I would say, real interest or interest that maybe we had hoped. And that's sort of where that's at. I have not checked up in that in, you know, a few months. The film, we've stopped filming well over a year. But that, certainly John is more than convinced that that's not the case.
Well, and again, but it's what I know from the film, and the film is just fascinating to watch. You really feel like you get to know these people. And again, it is a premiering. They're having a special showing opening at Seattle's University District for the Varsity Theater. You can find information on our website. What struck me is that they eventually submitted this to a federal official wildlife biologist, and they got analysis back after some months that this was no known animal, that it wasn't human scat, that it wasn't a bear. It was something else. And who knows where this ultimately leads. Lee, are you interested in following up on this subject in future projects?
Absolutely. You know, when Taylor and I talk about where we go from here, you know, a lot of the film takes place in sort of well-worn trails, and, you know, frequently, you know, trails that people have, you know, traveled through quite a bit. And our discussions of these, you know, have centered upon, if you know the Hood Canal, and you know the Brothers and the Olympic Mountains there. I mean, there are these areas, you know, where that haven't been traveled a lot. And my own assumption is that this, if this creature exists, you would find them, you know, somewhere in these very untraveled areas.
Well, let us hope that they do, and that people enjoy hunting for Bigfoot. Information about it on our website at michaelmedved.com. Good hunting to both of you. Not hunting of a fatal kind at all. We'll be right back. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast.
The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, not everybody has turned against President Biden for his handling of the end of the war in Afghanistan, which I think is largely indefensible. There are various exculpatory remarks that you can find or bases that you can find. But still, Americans, by and large, it's by about a 3-to-1 margin, according to all the polls, don't approve of the way the president is handling this. But there is one fan who thinks he's doing just the right thing and says she trusts his judgment. Let us go to clip 10 on the Medved show.
Do you think that this is the wrong decision to stick by this deadline if there are potentially thousands, tens of thousands of Afghans, partners, their families that are left behind?
Well, we obviously have made a promise and we want to honor it. The judgment about leaving is a judgment that the president has made. And he has to balance the equities of what is the threat to our military and the people at the airport and versus the advantage of staying. And that's kind of what he said yesterday, but I think we may more will unfold in that regard. So I'm not, I think at our most, I can't go into what happened as a caucus yesterday, but one impression that one might take of people coming out, which I was there for, but people coming out and said people really will really want to encourage the president to stay longer. But he has to, as I say, weigh the equities of the danger versus the advantage, and I trust his judgment.
Other than the line, I trust his judgment, did you see anything that was particularly full-throated or heartfelt or strongly backing the President of the United States? And it's talking about members of the Democratic caucus at their meeting. That's Nancy Pelosi, of course. And when even Nancy Pelosi says, well, there are many people who thought we would do better staying. The point, the question here is that Theodore Roosevelt famously described the presidency as a bully pulpit. That is the one biggest power the president has. And when the president says anything, the world pays attention. Because he's the president of the United States. He's the leader of the most powerful country on earth. And no matter how badly a president may be foundering or flubbing or blowing his possibilities, he still has that bully pulpit. And when he can't even agree with Nancy Pelosi, his speaker, on basically what next, and what can be promised to the Afghan people, and what can be promised to people who are living in profound fear, and to people who are living in fear of the collaboration with other terrorists, as the president to some extent is. One of the reasons he's saying that we have to get out by August 31st is because this ISIS-K organization, apparently intelligence has picked up their intention to launch a major strike either at U.S. troops or other U.S. assets in the region, or who knows, even on the homeland, God forbid. The idea that right now one Democrat, one Republican, Representative Seth Moulton and Representative Peter Mayer, they're both veterans, by the way, of the conflict in the Middle East, and one moderate Democrat, one moderate Republican, they're on a trip to Afghanistan. Why? I mean, could it help each of them in their reelection bid? I don't know, maybe. Does anyone really believe that it's helpful and useful for people to be traveling a congressional junket to Afghanistan at this particular moment? Or is it just somebody else that our remaining military now have to protect and have to try to get home safely? Speaker Pelosi spoke on the newly announced, very controversial congressional trip, Clip 9.
The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, there's a real concern about members being in the region. And so with the, shall we say, knowledge of the Secretary of Defense as to what the risk would be to these members, the resources necessary to facilitate their visit and to protect them was an opportunity cost of what we needed to do to be evacuating as many people as possible. So it's not just about them going to Afghanistan, we're not even going to the region, because there's a call on our resources diplomatically, militarily, and the rest. In the region as well. So this is deadly serious. We do not want members to go.
And you got to say she's right. I mean, in other words, if you have limited military and security resources, you don't want to use them defending members of Congress who don't really have a purpose to be in the region. There's also today Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, did his own press conference, and he basically had some advice for his Democratic colleagues. This is clip 13.
If I was a Democrat, I'd stop playing politics and I'd start focusing on what the American people. You've got Americans stranded in Afghanistan. Focus on that. You have the biggest foreign policy failure in pretty much my lifetime. Why wouldn't you have hearings on that? Why wouldn't you put a committee together to that?
Okay, it's only a matter of time. There are a bunch of Democrats who have said there need to be hearings on this, but you want to get the people home safely, and that will be, God willing, soon, with the pace of actually taking people out. And then he talked about President Biden and his relationship with our allies. Listen.
We're going to have to reassure our allies that we'll still keep our word. A number of our allies and from ambassadors and leaders I've spoken to question what America will do in the future. You watch our allies try to build a bigger relationship with China now or with Russia because they kept their words. Whereas we just had a president go against everything that America has stood for in the past. Made a decision, won't answer questions. We even have reports that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, had to wait 36 hours to get a return phone call as Afghanistan was collapsing. Can you imagine that? That our president is sitting at Camp David, and if the reports are true, how can that be possible?
And look, there are many, many questions. One question that people may ask is, where can I find a good piece of entertainment? A little bit original and unexpected, and right now, kind of hard to find. But an unusually unusual and worthwhile film in terms of characterizations. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Three generations of a smart, sympathetic, but troubled New York family wrestle with the meaning of life and love in The Magnificent Meyersons, now playing in select theaters.
Sometimes I wish God would just reach down and give the world a big old shake.
Maybe God is doing this all for a reason. Maybe he is bringing us together.
That's the youngest son, who, as a rabbi in training, lives out the movie cliche in which his best friend is a Catholic priest. All of the characterizations are first rate. Well crafted by writer-director Evan Oppenheimer, who not only creates a gallery of interesting people, but of multiple compelling relationships. The movie wanders off course with a diversion about a world-changing discovery. It's officially unrated, but with discreet but distinctly adult material that would probably earn a PG-13. 3 stars for The Magnificent Meyersons. Maybe not magnificent, but lots of good conversation.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And it is interesting to actually hear a film in which people are saying things to each other that are relatively smart on many occasions and on many levels, and also believable and sympathetic. Look for The Magnificent Meyersons will be spreading out across the country, and it's actually worth taking a look at. Meanwhile, speaking of worth taking a look at, coming up tomorrow, we'll be speaking with David Lyon of the BBC, who's been covering events in Afghanistan since 1996, when he was reporting on the Taliban way back then. He has a book called The Long War. We'll get his perspective on that long war that he covered so intensely. And Frank Luntz joins us, American public opinion expert, about the results of focus groups and polls and the anti-vaxxer movement. Where is that going? Are Americans coming together on that issue? We'll consider that and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.